adverts. Having a big clear out, or perhaps even doing some home renovations. When the mess gets too much, then call Simon Skips for all your waste disposal needs. From mixed materials to clean timber, Simon has a skip to suit you. Call now for a free quote on 01443 9988 633. If you need a break, but the budget is tight, simply check out Holidays R Us for an inexpensive yet enjoyable getaway option. Our latest autumn packages are on our website now. Go to www.holidaysrus.uk.com. Or, if you wish to speak to one of our friendly advisors, then call 01925 886 77500. In the competitive driving school industry, it's hard to know which instructor will be best for you. At Manchester's latest driving emporium, Keep Calm and Keep Motoring, each student will receive an individually designed tutorial programme with payment schemes to match any salary. If you want to get motoring, then get moving and call today to register on 0161 885 4000. Our lines are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Saturday. Don't miss out! Discover the new Princess Fantasy Castle from Magic World. In the royal dressing room, the princess is putting on her best dress. And there is a lovely bracelet and tiara to go with it. The Pegasus carriage brings the guests to the castle. Once the princess has arrived, the ball can begin. The new Princess Fantasy range from Magic World. Available now. Horoscopes. Virgo, August 24th to September 23rd. The things you believe in and base your existence on come under the astral spotlight. Finances can feature more directly in your thoughts too, yet you may encounter someone with a different outlook. Gemini, May 22nd to June 21st. The sun has moved into the most bountiful part of your situation. This can be like your harvest time, where your personality can reap the greatest rewards. With Jupiter angled up to Venus, your words, personal experience, and ideas can work wonders. Documentary. The Cork Jazz Festival. Ireland's second largest city hosts the country's number one jazz festival during an autumn weekend before settling in for a winter's respite. Cork is the South's sporting, commercial and brewing centre. Guinness's two contenders, the well-loved Dry Stouts Murphy's and Beamish, are both produced in County Cork. But it is Guinness, what James Joyce called the wine of Ireland, that sponsors the major music festival. Beer plays a big role in keeping the beat alive, though one overshadowed by the power, quality and diversity of the music in a country in love with its musical heritage. The big-time international names perform in the Opera House and a number of other theatres around the city. But the pubs and street corners can offer up some of the festival's most inspiring and spontaneous performances by up-and-coming talents. Nearby Kinsale has recently taken up the torch as a smaller, more intimate venue with a jazz festival all of its own. Natural healing. Stress management. It is probably fair to assume that the greatest threat to our health today, at least in the developed countries, is having more stress than we are able to handle. The increasing pace of lifestyles, the complexity of many professions, not to mention changes and added strains in relationships, has placed considerable burdens on our stress management systems. Nearly all natural therapies emphasize great importance on stress as a probable factor in ill health. And yet people need a certain amount of stress in order to become motivated and develop. So what is the problem? Our internal stress coping mechanisms originally developed to cope with potentially life-threatening situations, the so-called fight-or-flight adaptation. However, these biochemical changes are all too often brought into play by other factors nowadays, from meeting deadlines or a work crisis to receiving the latest bill. These issues have been recognised for a long time, and most natural therapies will offer some help with stress-related problems. The Local's Guide to Edinburgh. Edinburgh is neither a city nor a town. Perhaps it's a small city. Maybe it's a big town populated by small villages. a cosmopolitan capital, yet strict in keeping at bay the stress and clutter that turns other cities into urban jungles. A place where your friends are no more than half an hour away, where the pub is a cycle down, or if you're unlucky, up the hill, and where walking to work is a delightful stroll through architectural treasures. It is a city of storytellers and ghost tours, the literary home of both modern-day best-selling authors and classic writers of the past. Nearly three centuries since Edinburgh became the focus of the Scottish Enlightenment, locals still enjoy getting together in clubs and societies to debate their favourite topics and revive local traditions, with the aid of some alcoholic encouragement. It is the place of inventors, thinkers, artists, and home to the greatest summer festivals in the world. Edinburgh grabs you and won't let go. Just give in. Narrative. Amongst Women by John McGahern. Maggie flew from London on the morning of the day. Mona and Sheila met her at Dublin Airport, and the three sisters drove to Great Meadow in Mona's car. They did not hurry. With the years, they had drawn closer. Apart, they could be breathtakingly sharp on the other's shortcomings, but together, their individual selves gathered into something very close to a single presence. On the tides of Dublin or London, they were hardly more than specks of froth, but together, they were the aristocratic Morans of Great Meadow, a completed world, Moran's daughters. Each scrap of news any one of them had about themselves or their immediate family, child, husband, dog, cat, Bendix dishwasher, a new dress or pair of shoes, the price of every article they bought, was as fascinating to each other as if it were their own. And any little thing out of Great Meadow was pure binding. Together, they were the opposite of women who will nod and nod as they pretend to listen to one another, waiting for the first pause of breath to muscle in with growing pains and glories of their own house, the impatience showing on their faces as they wait. Mullingar was past and they felt they had hardly said a word to one another. At a hotel in Longford, they broke the journey to have tea and sandwiches. And just as the winter light began to fail, they were turning in the open gate under the poisonous yew tree. Shakespeare's Sonnets, number 18. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair some time declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.